one of the few people who can really understand what Hillary Clinton is experiencing as she's about to become the Democratic Party's presidential nominee is former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. Dukakis was the party's nominee in 1988 before he lost the election to George Bush. Dukakis will be in Philadelphia later this week for the end of the convention. We caught up with him in his office at Northeastern University, where he teaches, and asked about the leaked emails that show party leaders tried to undermine the campaign of Bernie Sanders.
This is no scandal. It's just something that's dumb. I used to tell my people when I was governor, and I say it to my students here at Northeastern all the time, if you put it in writing, assume it's going to be on the front page of the New York Times, probably above the fold.
What does Hillary Clinton need to do this week to bring the Sanders people who are clearly put out back into her fold?
Well, I've talked to some of our delegates already who are already down there, and they say that they've been talking to Sanders people. In fact, some of them are Sanders people, and they don't think this is going to be a serious obstacle to bringing the party together. I think what they're most pleased with is that a lot of what Senator Sanders was talking about during the campaign is incorporated in the party platform. But as you know, I'm a huge believer in precinct-based grassroots organizing, and I think that's going to be absolutely essential here. I mean, we ought to be able to win this thing. We ought to be able to win the Congress back. But we're not going to do it without a serious 50-state grassroots effort.
And do you see that developing in the Clinton campaign? Do you have concerns?
I'm concerned because time's a wasting. We've got to get going on this as soon as the convention is over.
You were the Democratic nominee 28 years ago this summer. You watched your poll numbers go up, down, et cetera. Since you know the lay of the land, how do you explain Hillary Clinton's very low poll numbers in terms of likability?
I can't quite figure it out myself. I've known her for years. She is a bright, pleasant, nice person. Bill and Hillary Clinton and I were all young governors and young first ladies back when we first were elected. And as you know, he nominated me in Atlanta. So we've been very close for years. She's a great person. She's terrific. Look, she just has to get out there and give people a real sense of who she is. And I think she can do that.
When you ran, the Republican campaign bombarded the air with scare tactic ads. I take it then you expect the same thing out of the Trump campaign facing Hillary Clinton.
It's already begun.
What lessons did you learn that might apply here?
Well, the biggest mistake I made in 1988 was in deciding that I would not respond to the Bush attack campaign. And it was a terrible mistake. I'm a positive guy. I've been in public life because I want to get things done and do good things and make this a better world. But if the other guy is going to come at you with this stuff, as Bush and Roger Ailes, I might add, came after me, you just can't sit there and do nothing. And my failure to do that had a lot to do with my losing.
Is there a danger that Donald Trump is going to be underestimated by the Democratic Party? You think he's going to be a tougher candidate than some Democrats?
I've thought Trump was always going to be a tough candidate. You know, he's using tried and, unfortunately, tested methods of trying to win this thing by trying to convince people that the world is in a state of near collapse, which is nonsense. Good things are happening. We're very close to full employment. Wages are starting to go up again. And this guy's running around telling you that the country's in a state of near collapse and he's the only one who can save it. But that's what candidates do. And I think we have to take him on and take him very, very seriously.
Governor Dukakis, you've been right where Hillary Clinton is right now. What's it like for a candidate to be only days away for the formal nomination for President of the United States?
Well, it's certainly something that doesn't happen to many people. And you certainly are aware of that. On the other hand, remember, you've been campaigning for months and months and months, and most of us who run for the presidency have been in public office for a long time. So it's really not the conclusion of anything. It's really the beginning of something very important. This may sound strange to you, but one of the things that hits you is boredom. I mean, you've been saying the same thing in different ways over and over and over again. And you've been at it for at least a year and a half. And now, wow, we got another campaign on. So she's got to maintain her edge. She's got to be up. But there's no time to sit around. At the end of the road, the White House is there.
Governor Michael Dukakis, very good to see you again. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.